Hello again. One of the most used spaces at Holy Trinity Parish is the Faber Room. Those of you who have served on parish committees and Ignatian spiritual training groups or have attended RCIA classes know well the Faber Room. The room even serves as the bridal room for our many parish weddings. Now who, you may wonder, is Peter Faber, whose feast the Jesuit world celebrates today? Less known than most of the Jesuit saints, Faber was one of the founders of the Society of Jesus. Having been ordained before his fellow first companions, it was he who received the vows of Ignatius, Xavier, and other of the first Jesuits. Along with his friend Ignatius of Loyola, Peter Faber is a patron saint of the spiritual exercises. And yet, until recent years, not much has been written about Faber, and he was only canonized in 2013. Certainly the fact that Pope Francis, as a Jesuit, knew well the influence of Peter Faber had a lot to do with this saint's canonization. Allow me then to present some of the important dimensions of Faber's life. Certainly his life embodies today's gospel about someone who discovered a buried treasure in a field and found a pearl of great price. Peter Faber, also known as Pierre Favre or Pedro Faber, was born on April 13, 1506, in Valeray-Sauvay, Savoy. As a boy, he was a shepherd in the high pastures of the French Alps. He had little education, but a remarkable memory. He could hear a sermon in the morning and then repeat it verbatim in the afternoon for his friends. It should be noted that two of his uncles were Carthusian priors. As a young man, Faber studied at the University of Paris, where he met Ignatius of Loyola and Francis Xavier. The three of them chose to room together and formed a close friendship, sharing a desire to serve God and spread the gospel. Loyola, who was a little older than most students and found some of the university courses difficult, was tutored by Peter, especially in philosophy. What Faber received in return proved to be priceless. Peter may have been Ignatius's tutor, but Ignatius, who by that time had acquired a remarkable degree of insight into the spiritual life, became Peter's master in the life of Christ. In the room they shared, the three spoke of God, of serving the church, and of going to the Holy Land. In 1534, Faber was ordained a priest and played a crucial role in establishing the Jesuit order's spiritual foundation. For example, when the three roommates, along with four other friends, decided to take vows together in a small chapel on Montmartre in 1534, it was Peter Faber who received their vows, since he was the only priest. Faber was actively involved in the early Jesuit missions, traveling throughout Europe, including Portugal, Spain, and Germany, to engage in evangelization, from promote the renewal of faith. It was, if you will, the beginning of the Counter-Reformation. Faber was dedicated to fostering a spirit of unity and reconciliation within the church during the time of the Reformation, seeking dialogue and understanding with those who held differing beliefs. Peter was a deeply prayerful person, and his life was marked by a profound intimacy with God. He placed great importance on personal prayer and encouraged others to develop a spiritual relationship with God as well. Peter was known for his holiness, humility, deep spirituality, and skill in giving the spiritual exercises. He became one of the first seven members of the society when it was officially recognized by the Pope in 1540. Faber was particularly gifted in providing spiritual direction and retreat guidance to others. His gentle and compassionate approach earned him the reputation of being an excellent spiritual director. In 1546, when he was 40, the Pope asked Peter to serve as a peritus, an expert, at the Council of Trent. So Peter set out in obedience, but after so much traveling and work, his body was failing. He stopped in Rome to see Ignatius for the first time in 7 years. Arriving exhausted and fevered, the gentle priest never made it to Trent. He died, it is said, in the arms of his good friend, former roommate, and brother in the faith, Ignatius, on August 1st, 1546. Pope Francis canonized him on December 17, 2013. Today's gospel, in which we hear Jesus present the images of the treasurer discovered in a field by a farmer and the pearl of great price found by a merchant, reflect aptly the wisdom and witness of Peter Faber. Next to today's homily, you will find a link of the song, I Found a Treasure, composed by Dan Schutte. As you listen, I invite you to reflect upon the image of the field and ponder in what ways you have been so blessed by treasure. Certainly, Peter Faber knew well these parabolic images of Jesus and lived them out. And so, dear listener, if and when you happen to go into the Faber room, you will see a picture of Peter Faber next to his good friend Ignatius of Loyola. May this gentle and humble giant of spirituality serve as an inspiration for all who enter the Faber room and for all those who come to our parish sponsored by the Society of Jesus, which this great saint helped to form.